This is Sunday Magazine. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest this morning is attorney Timothy Duggan from the Stark & Stark law firm of Mercer County, New Jersey, here to talk about the proposed Penn East pipeline. Good morning, Mr. Duggan.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. Now, the Penn East pipeline, we're on one end of the pipeline. It's starting in Luzerne County, the proposed pipeline in the Dallas area. You're on the other one in Mercer County. Tell us what homeowners should know about this proposed pipeline.
Well, sure. Right now, the pipeline has not been approved by FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So they're at the stage now where they have filed an application with FERC, and they are seeking to get what's called a certificate of public convenience and necessity. And that's a process where they have to go before FERC and basically explain what the public interest is in getting this pipeline through and establish that the benefits outweigh the adverse impacts to the environment and the community. And that's the stage that they're at now. What homeowners need to understand, in order to complete this application, Penn East is asking people to come on their property to conduct surveys. Once they conduct these surveys, they will look at issues of, you know, water quality, of wetlands, of maybe certain, you know, endangered species. They will put surveys together and file those with FERC, as well as the certain local and state agencies like the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. What's very important for property owners to know is if FERC issues the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, the pipeline will now have the right to use the power of eminent domain to come onto their property to acquire the necessary rights to be able to build the pipeline on their property.
Do you have any idea how many property owners may be affected by this pipeline, which runs from Luzerne County to Mercer County in New Jersey?
Yeah, this is a substantial number. It's over 400 in New Jersey. And I believe in Pennsylvania, it's a couple hundred property owners. And these are both commercial property owners, residential, nonprofits that own preserved farms. And what makes this pipeline a little bit unique is it is going through a large area of environmentally sensitive areas, including farms that have already been preserved with state and federal money, wetlands, woodlands, areas with endangered species. A substantial amount of property.
This is Sunday Magazine. My guest this morning, attorney Timothy Duggan from the law firm of Stark & Stark, based in Mercer County, New Jersey, talking about the Penn East pipeline, proposed pipeline. Now, there's a deadline of December 16th of this year as far as the completion of the FERC environmental review of the project. Now, how is it that they would be able to take over through eminent domain? Because in the past, eminent domain's always been used for federally funded projects rather than a privatized one.
Yes, and that's a big issue. Under certain federal statutes, a private company can have the right to use the power of eminent domain, and this is one of them. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, under the Natural Gas Act, once they issue the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, a private pipeline is now vested with the right to use the power of eminent domain, even though it's a private company acquiring rights for a private profit-making project.
Interesting indeed. Now, there's been a lot of controversy in northeastern Pennsylvania regarding fracking and the construction of pipelines. There's some groups in northeast PA opposed to it. Have you encountered any groups in New Jersey? What's the opinion of homeowners on your end of the pipeline?
Yes, on our end, over 70% of the property owners have denied Penn East the right to come on their property to survey. So I think that's a very affirmative statement that people are against it. Virtually every municipality on the Jersey side the pipeline is going has come out against the pipeline, which is very important for people to know. But more important, there's been a number of groups that have gotten together and have started raising money and organizing their efforts to fight the pipeline. For example, I'm involved in an organization called HALT, which is Homeowners Against Land Taking Penn East, and we have filed a lawsuit in New Jersey against Penn East, and there have been other lawsuits filed by other organizations.
Now, what's the best way as far as defending property rights against any kind of eminent domain proceedings? Is it just a strength in numbers situation?
Yeah, I believe in a case like this, it's strength in numbers. This is over $1 billion pipeline project, and the pipeline is well armed with lawyers and experts because they've done this before. To fight this down at FERC in Washington requires special knowledge. We're working with a firm out of Washington, D.C., who has expertise in this area. But I think the best way to fight this is to join a group, such as Holt or some of the others, get involved. I think a lot of people have been very good about placing signs on their yards against PennEast. If you go through Mercer, Huntington County, you'll see many signs. But I think people have to take the next step. Get involved in these organizations. You know, write your politicians. You can intervene and write objections to the pipeline down at FERC, but really support these organizations who are going to go out and get their experts and really mount a challenge, not only at FERC, but at the local level. Recently in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection did let PennEast know that its environmental submissions were incomplete. And this comes out of a review up in Northampton County. But that's very important. They have to come in and do proper surveys and get the information to not only FERC, but to the environmental organizations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
This is Sunday Magazine. My guest this morning is attorney Timothy Duggan from the law firm of Stark & Stark, discussing the issues surrounding the PennEast pipeline. The proposed pipeline would start in the Dallas area, the Back Mountain of Luzerne County, and finish up in Mercer County. As I mentioned earlier, we're kind of on the opposite ends of this proposed pipeline. Now, I guess the question would be, how would PennEast determine the compensation? Should they get the right of eminent domain to take a property or just put their pipeline through a property?
Yeah, that's a very contested area. What ends up happening is they'll go out and get an appraisal to appraise the value of the property rights. And the value has two components. One is, what do they have to pay you for the rights they're taking? So if they're going to run a pipe through the middle of a farm, they have to pay you for the value of the property they take. The second part is what we call severance damages, which is, has the value of what you retain been diminished? So, for example, if they just go through the middle of my farm and put a pipe underground, that they may only have to pay me a certain amount of money. However, if the pipe now prohibits me from building 5 or 6 homes on that property down the road, they're going to have to pay me for the value of the land with the right to build a home. So if they build the pipeline close to your home, it could have a significant impact on the value of your home. If it's in the back corner of your property and just sneaking through a little piece of your property, it might not have the same damage.
Now, have you spoken with any home or business owners or even any attorneys on our end of the pipeline here in northeastern Pennsylvania regarding it?
Yes, we have an office in Yardley, Pennsylvania, and do expect to be representing people over in Pennsylvania. We have spoken to some people that are absolutely against it, want to fight the pipeline. If the power of eminent domain is used, they want to fight the value. And we've recommended to those people, we've answered all their questions and have been helping them out. But we've also encouraged them to join some of these organizations. There is strength in numbers, and the more people we have fighting this and organizing the efforts, the better chance we have.
Okay. Attorney Duggan, where could homeowners, property owners on either end of the pipeline find out more information regarding the PennEast situation and what they can do next?
Yes, I think if you were the organization I'm involved with, HOLP, has a website that they could get information on. The Stony Brook Millstone Watershed Association has a great website that has a lot of information on the PennEast pipeline, including statistics of, you know, how many waterways it's crossing, how many preserved farms it's crossing. Those are two of the very good organizations that have a lot of information on the PennEast pipeline.
Okay. Anything that we haven't discussed so far that property owners should be aware of regarding the looming Penn East pipeline and the date of December 16th as far as the end of the FERC environmental review of the project?
I think one of the issues is, you know, oftentimes people are in the vicinity of the pipeline, but if it's not coming across their property, they don't get active. And I think that's a mistake. The pipeline route has changed numerous times. So today it might not be going across your property, but the end pipeline, it may be going against your property. So if you're even in the vicinity of the area, I think it's prudent to find out what's going on, what the environmental impacts are, and whether or not you want to join the fight against it, because you don't want to come late. You don't want to come after the fact, after certificate, and find out now the pipeline is going through your property. And the last thing I would say is if you are against the pipeline and they do want to come on and survey, you have the right to say no. And if you do find somebody trespassing your property, we suggest calling the police. It's always best to, you know, act in an orderly fashion and not take things into your own hands.
Attorney Timothy Duggan from the law firm of Stark & Stark, based out of Mercer County, New Jersey, discussing the proposed Penn East Pipeline. Appreciate you joining us this morning, sharing your information with us here on Sunday Magazine.
Great. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.